With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Ari Spears, who I love, does some great stuff. There's one character I had no idea in this movie. I saw it and was like, that is goddamn genius. It was called a homo thug. So, you know, you think thug, gangster thug, super, you know, hard rapper, like inner city, like hardcore guns and everything. And just the funniest idea I've heard in a long time.
I roll up on mad niggas with the six, have them pull their pants down, suck their I'm a gangster. Yeah. I break your jaw like it's glass. Steal a woman's man, have me in the ass. I'm a gangster. What? I keep a gun cocked. I'm the biggest on the block. I love sipping Henny while I'm sucking on it. Motherfucker. Represent Tasbo Electronics.
Cut! That was brilliant!
I know!
Great work, man. Everybody take five.
Oh, God, this is amazing! Once this video starts generating hits on YouTube, there's no way we won't get that promotion.
Just can't believe we got Homo Thug. I mean, the guy's multi-platinum.
Y'all smell that? It's called greatness. Just bring it in. Smell it. Smell it.
So good.
Get it while it's hot. My little monkey boy over there.
He's such a professional, too. A real class act.
Pass the blunt. This ain't gonna be the only thing you sucking on, you hear me? Go give me something to eat. Walk slow. Gingerly like.
Born April 3rd in Chicago, Illinois, and raised in New Jersey, he is a comedian and actor who made a name for himself on the Fox sketch comedy show, Mad TV, and in the film, Jerry Maguire. He starred in numerous comedy specials, co-hosts the podcast, Spears and Steinberg, and now he's available to send personalized messages at cameo.com. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Ari Spears.
Mr. Ari Spears, how have you been, brother?
Johnny Dale, how you doing, brother?
Good. Man, I got to tell you, right out of the gate, I don't know how I missed Homo Thug character. I was crying when I found it online. Like that he should have his own movie. He should have his own thing. Like that character made me laugh as hard as I've laughed in a very long time.
Did you see the whole thing or did you just see those clips?
No, I just saw those clips. I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
Yeah, it was kind of a movie that flew under the radar.
Oh.
It was done years and years and years ago. It was called The Promotion, and it was just one of those independent movies that I did that I hoped would come out and blow up and be a big deal, but it kind of just flew under the radar.
That's too bad, because that's like, there's certain movies that I love. Like, there was a one David Cross did called Run, Ronnie, Run that I thought was fantastic that just nobody saw. But it was one of my all-time, I bet I've watched that 10 times, and now I'll go watch The Promotion. It's, but you have that knack. You love that weirdness, I think that's the comedy in you, right? Like the idea that it's uncomfortable, it's not been seen, and that's what makes it genuinely funny.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, man, it was a little disappointing to me because, you know, as a comedian, you want to be embraced by everybody. And here's the thing, though, and not to get deep or racial, but here's a fact. You know, there were a lot of black people who loved the movie, who loved my performance in it, and who understood what it was. But it's always been no secret. The black community, particularly with black men, are very homophobic. So, you know, because I did that, a lot of black men called me a sellout, said I sold my soul, because we've always had this thing in the black community about black men being feminized. And black comedians that wear dresses has always been something that's been looked down upon.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, I caught a lot of flack from that, from the black community and from black men, which was a little disappointing. But at the end of the day, funny is money, and I believe in what I do.
Yeah, no, that's truth. Funny is money. And truthfully, like that's, I saw that and was like, that is genius. It is, because that's, all, at least that's my thing. That humor like that is, that's my jam. It's like drugs for me. It's the more you like, the more you laugh, the more it takes to get you off, right? It's just, it takes comedy that goes pretty far for me to find it genius anymore. Like, but I think that's what happens with all the greats. Like, you know, I think you truly understand that, and you just got to push through it. But that's not what we're here to talk about. What I want to talk about is this, the idea that, the cameos, which when this first came out, I thought, what is this going to be about? And I realize now it's goddamn genius. People want access to stars, to celebrities, to the people that they love. People form a real bond. We just, you know, when they, you know, with all the things they've known you from all the way back to Mad TV to Comedy Central, Hollywood, Look, I'm Smiling, Comedy Blueprint. You know, I know you're doing your podcast now with Steinberg, or you have been for quite a while. But the idea that you would do a personal message, and I assume you're going to go pretty far with it. You'll tackle pretty much every subject.
Yeah, and what's wild is with Cameo, the celebrities set their own price. And I know, like, Mike Tyson recently joined Cameo, and I had been trying to get him on for a while. And guys like Snoop Dogg, I put Ice-T on. But some dudes, you know, you would think it would be like taking candy from a baby, but they don't all utilize it. Like I know that Snoop Dogg has left as much as $30,000 on the floor because he just either, you know, wanted to do it and then gets lazy with it. Mike Tyson has around like $80,000 that he has yet to pick up because people put in the requests and then some of the celebrities just get lazy and don't do it.
That's crazy to me. Crazy. Because it's just, hey, it's a fantastic gift to give to somebody. I mean, how funny would it be? You're like, listen, I got to ask this jackhole for a divorce. I'm going to have Aries do it for me.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a great concept. And then, like I said, depending on your popularity.
Sure.
You know, if you get a lot of requests, if you take advantage of it, it really is easy money.
Dude, let me tell you something. If I ever quit this job, I'm going to have you do it. You're going to be part of my quitting. I'll be like, look, Aries, I'd like to have you. I'm going to hire you to do my quitting. You're going to tell them why they can stick this job up their ass and just go straight for it. And it's just, but to me, the idea of those things are so incredible. A birthday, an anniversary, just a inside joke between two friends who both know, you know, having it come from you really means something. And it's one of a kind. You know, this is not something you can just go purchase normally. These are pretty rare.
And, you know, just to throw this at you, Johnny, there's another movie I did that flew under the radar, a weed movie called 420. And David Keith is in that, popular black character actor you've seen in movies like Something About Mary, you know, Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze, and then one of the Baldwin brothers. And in that movie, in the comedic role, I play a coked-out, crooked sheriff of this small town. And if you thought Homo Thug made you laugh, this character will kill you.
See, I'll catch all this, man. I can't wait for you to get back out on the road. Now, are you back out yet?
Yeah. No, I was just in West Palm Beach this past weekend, and I'll be in Orlando, Florida this weekend.
Good. What's it like to finally be back out there, have the people in the clubs, to feel that laughter again?
Oh, it's like unprotected sex, man.
Right?
You know, it's hard to want to enjoy comedy when you got to wear those space condoms.
Yeah. No, of course, man. It's just, you know, it's a weird time we live in. It's, you know, unfortunately, I think it was part of it. Now we're pushing through it. I hope everybody makes it safe and sound. We get back to doing what, you know, living and getting to where we want to go, traveling where we want to be. But, you know, at least people can catch you on the podcast. You and Steinberg, Spears and Steinberg, if you guys haven't heard the podcast, you've been really throwing yourself into that.
Yeah, man. Spears and Steinberg, a.k.a. the Jew and the Jerk. We just did our 300th episode, and it's available on all the streaming platforms, Google Play, Apple, Spotify, all of that stuff. And I would say to the listeners, if you're going to, don't be intimidated by the fact that we're at 300 episodes. Start from the beginning and go in order, because it really is like one big story in terms of how we move from beginning to end, or from the first episode to the most current. because you'll get all the callbacks, the jokes. You'll see the growth and the evolution of certain characters that I've done. So if you listen out of sequence, you kind of might get lost.
Right.
But I guarantee you, if you just start from the beginning and you binge listen, you will not regret it.
Dude, tell me something about that. Let me go back to Cameo, too. Anything super weird where you're like, you had to tell somebody that their significant other is pregnant, that, you know, somebody's coming out, somebody is wants a divorce, somebody is, you know, anything super strange?
No, not as of yet. Most of the stuff I get is pretty normal. Happy birthdays, anniversaries, you know, or just saying, hey, tell my friend who's a big fan of yours that you appreciate them. Do some of your impressions. Nothing outrageous yet.
See, knowing you and knowing that you have very distinct, very clear views on so many things in life, that to me is when I immediately start thinking, like, I have friends who've gotten divorced and then immediately move in with some girl or want to get married again. I'm like, I need to have Aries Spears cut him a tape and just, I don't even need to tell you what to do. I go, Aries, what would you say to this guy? And you just roll because you know, I'd be like, Aries, how do I get my girl involved with another girl and myself?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of waiting for that, but that hasn't happened yet.
All right. Well, listen, you guys, cameo.com, spearsandsteinberg.com. And then, of course, hopefully Kansas City sooner than later.
Yes.
You good?
I'm good, brother.
Good, man. I feel like it's been forever, man. I know you got a lot of stuff going this morning, but I'm glad to hear your voice. And, man, I hope to see you soon.
I appreciate it. You know, brother, me casa, tu casa.
Thank you. I like Aries.
He's pretty funny.
I like Aries for a lot of reasons. Man, I like Aries because I think he's hard comedy. Like, he doesn't screw around. Like, it is what it is. And I think, like all really great comedians I loved, he's a bit tortured. You know, he's got, you know, this world is, he looks at the world a certain way, and that's where the comedy comes from. And he doesn't suffer, like when he lit up those two twats at Ron and Paul down in Florida.
Well, that's the thing I was going to talk about is Aries likes who he likes.
Yeah.
And as long as you go with respect and whatever, it's all good. But when you're an idiot.
Well, there's a reason. None of us are friends with other radio guys, with the exception of Mojo, who's a real human being. Like, he's just a good dude. So it's easy. But most radio people, especially morning shows, trust me, we do one. We know. They're clowns. Like,
I've worked with plenty of people.
And they are smack talking like it doesn't work out every time. And sometimes they do it when they don't realize that the guy can still hear him and he's still in the building.
All right, you're back. Okay.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Now you know radio and TV is all about ratings.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get some ratings for you now.
Because you can leave if you want.
You verbally thrashed me when I left.
No, you verbally thrashed us in the hallway on the way out.
I didn't thrash you in the hallway.
Yeah, you did. The guy came in and told us what
dog,
you said.
Dog, I've been doing stand-up for 15 years.
I've been doing thousands
of radio stations.
All right, so what happened here?
Okay, so I know the deal.
You didn't do diddly on our show.
Okay,
you just came in
because I didn't like the way you presented it.
What are you talking about? You're having a conversation.
Here's my point to you, and this is why I turned the car around and came back.
I'm glad
you
came back.
You were thrashing me, and all the listeners heard it. You were thrashing me to get the freak out of your studio and go back over there to the hippity hop rap station where they have six listeners.
Can I talk?
I'm not done.
I think I deserve
the right to talk. You thrashed me when I left.
And I'll respond.
Say everything you said on the radio to my face.
Just let him respond.
Hold on.
Say it to my face.
I'm going to say it to your face, and I'm going to respond to why I said that about the hip hop. You walked out in the hallway and told this kid that, man, I went to the hip-hop station, and we got along fine. I did all my material. That pissed me off, because you didn't do any material on this show.
Because the way that it was presented
to
me here...
How was it presented to you?
Let me tell you something. When you do shows, and you're a comedian, and you do impressions, no one likes for you to just go, hey, do this, do that.
No one did that.
It can be presented in a better way.
We started talking about Red Fox.
It is your job as the host. You are the host.
Yeah, we started...
It is your job as the host to present it in such a way where we can do it well.
Now watch, this guy tries to get tough.
Let me say something real quick. We've had every major comedian that has come through the Miami Improv,
I want you to understand why I turned around.
Let me talk just for a second.
As far as people doing impressions, we've had Kevin Pollak, we've had Daryl Hammond, we've had other comedians that do impressions, and we say, hey, man, do this impression.
Let me tell you something, man.
And they do it. It's no big deal.
I wasn't here when all those people you just named, I wasn't here when they were here. So I don't know what they did, and therefore, I don't care.
Right.
My point in turning around and coming back here was that you were talking very tough when I left
tough.
Here. Yo, my man, I'm from the streets of New York. I know what tough talk sounds like.
Yeah.
And if you're going to talk about me that way, do it to my face.
I'll do it to your comedy.
Say everything
you
that you said to
this
my
is
face.
What did I
great.
Say that was so tough.
Listen for the white guy back there.
Talking a second ago.
I said, man, I go down to the hip hop station where they got 8 listeners. Why don't you go down there?
So it's necessary to say my CD is trash and all that because if I
never heard your CD.
So if I had done everything that y'all wanted me to do, if I had done everything that y'all wanted me to do, the way you wanted me to do it, you would have still said my CD was trash.
I didn't say it was trash. I said it wasn't funny.
What did he say?
I said it wasn't funny.
What did he say, Ish?
I know what I said. You don't have to put words in my mouth.
We heard you.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm saying it right
to
your
face.
Okay,
I'm going to give you a real quick lesson because I'm going to be as professional as I can be under the circumstances. I'm going to go ahead now that we done got all this out the way and leave your building or, as you said, your freaking station. But I'm going to tell you right now, be very careful what you say about people and how you say it because I'm going to let you know something else about black people.
Right.
When you talk like that to us and about us, you get your ass whipped. So if you got something tough to say, say it now. And I guarantee you I'll whip your ass.
Listen to the back out.
The studio.
Listen to what he does.
Here,
Get security.
And
then the second part.
Let's not get violent here. You're not
it's not a question
ass.
Of getting violent. You trashed me verbally on the radio.
You came in here. You had an opportunity to sell tickets for your show, and you did squat.
You know, it's amazing
you got
how you
crushed,
hide
buddy.
Behind your mic
I'm
and
not
you talk
hiding.
Real tough.
Nobody's hiding
no
in here.
No one threatened you. Not one person threatened you, dude.
See me on the streets and talk to me that way.
I'll walk out in the street right now and talk to you.
No, you won't. Get your fat ass whooped.
Maybe so. I don't give a crap. I'm not here to fight.
Here goes. Do the clumps before you go, buddy.
Yeah, you egging me on. You'd love me to punch
do
you.
Do something. Hit somebody.
Just do the clump.
Sue your ass quick. Yeah,
there it was.
Punk. God, you come in here trashing people. Oh, get out of here.
He's bad, man.
Yeah.
They'll get louder as he gets further.
Yeah, as he gets further down the hallway. The fight's on.
He's bad, man.
The pussies. Let's get security in here. Listen here, pal. You better not start anything.
You touch me and I'll sue.
There'll be a litigation. My lawyer will call you. There will be a reckoning that you are not ready for. You understand me, sir? Do you? Pal, listen here. Very tough.
Security. That means a receptionist.
Yeah. By the way, where is there security?
Yeah.
I don't care what era we're even talking from, what city we're talking about. No, shut up. No one has security.
I feel like it's better to get your ass kicked. At least then somebody feels sorry for you at the end of that thing.
Well, it's better for ratings. Take the hit, then.
Yeah.
If you're getting a tough talk.
Look here, pal.
Look here, buddy.
So get security over here right away.
Bab.
None of these shenanigans will not be tolerated.
You let me stretch out first, bucko.
Oh, fisticuffs,
I'm
is it?
I'm going to get loose and go to fisticuffs.
He doesn't know I wrestled in high school, does he? No, he doesn't.
What are you, a Kansas representative?
Oh, God damn, I love him. Hey, listen, go see Ari Spears on Cameo. Wait till he gets to Kansas City. I got to find those movies, 420 and the promotion. Just because I thought, I was like, I don't know how I missed that. And all I caught was the clip.
I know it's not acceptable, whatever.
Say homo thug? I know. But that's the character's name. I don't get what am I going to
do? But it is one of the funniest characters I've ever seen him do.
Well, and you go, and it's a whole other discussion. I get why.
I'm like, it's his character. I'm going to say homo thug all night long.
A lot of aggressive, you know, gangster rap is aggressive. Metal's aggressive. There's aggressive music. And a lot of times, those would not always be the most open-minded cats. You know,
understanding of what the comedy is. Yeah.
Right. Why it's so funny. It's the irony. Well, why am I explaining this?
Yeah.
I got to think.
Why are you explaining this, Bucko?
Look here, but you think I won't sue your keister right off? You better... I'll bring heck down on you.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!